Hello, guys. Welcome back to the School Manifestation Podcast. Today is going to be a really good episode because we're going to be chatting about what to do specifically in these situations where you feel like you're stuck in life. Now, I've identified this as a really common problem that I've seen a lot of my friends go through in their 20s, whether you're in your 20s or your 30s or whatever stage you're at. I've noticed that this is a common problem that people go through, where you have this feeling of being stuck, confused, trapped, like not quite sure how your life ended up this way and not quite sure what to do about it, because I found myself in that position when the worldwide crisis pandemic happened. I was like, oh my God, I feel so trapped, so stuck, moved back home with my parents, just had no idea what was going on and no idea what I was going to do next. That feeling of just being stuck in your own life, kind of like you're just trapped in whatever is going on with yourself. So there are a couple of reasons that we can feel trapped within our own lives. And often the reasons are we feel tied to a location, we feel tied to a job, we feel tied to a person, or we feel like change is something big, change is something scary. There's also, of course, the whole idea that, you know, society tells us that our life is just our life and we have to get on with things and we have to accept things and, you know, the idea that we shake up or stir up our life or create like drastic change within our life if we're not happy is almost frowned upon. Like, oh, you quit your job? Why did you quit your job? It's kind of that attitude. Like, people will act in a way where they are very confused or they don't quite understand you if you do make these changes. And all of these things can lead us to feeling stuck or trapped within our own lives for fear of judgment or just for our own fear. We have this fear inside us of what that change could look like. So even if we're not perfectly happy, we stay stuck in this same routine, in the same rut, just because it's comfortable and just because it's safe. So one of the reasons that we do this is because our subconscious mind, the part of your mind that creates 95% of your reality, it desires safety and it desires survival more than it cares about your own happiness, more than it cares about self-actualization, more than it cares about your ability to manifest your dream life, okay? Like, your subconscious is simply there to be like, okay, we gotta keep this girl alive, like we gotta keep her safe, we gotta keep her, you know, healthy, and that's literally it. That's all it cares about. In fact, it doesn't actually even care if you're healthy, it just cares if you're safe. So obviously then that's in battle with your soul or your conscious mind or both that are saying, hey, you know, we are destined for more. Like, they're talking to you, they're saying, hey, we are destined for more. We deserve a life that is bigger than this. We want a life that, you know, fulfills our soul's purpose, that fulfills all the things that we so desperately want to do and all the things that we really want to manifest. And when you get this kind of friction between your soul and the subconscious, your soul, your conscious mind, and the subconscious wanting to do different things, pulling you in two different ways, it can lead you to feel very stuck, right? Because if you only cared about being safe, if you were just straight up your subconscious mind, you wouldn't feel that friction because you would be like, okay, I'm chilling, I'm safe, like all's good. And if you were simply in your soul, you wouldn't feel that friction either because you would just be like, okay, my soul wants to move to Bali or my soul wants to launch this crazy exciting business. I'm going to go do that. And you just do it. But it's that friction and that tension, that battle between your subconscious wanting safety and your soul wanting a fulfilled, self-actualized, like beautiful life that causes this real feeling of stuck, feeling stuck. And it's one of the most frustrating feelings. And, you know, I've been there honestly many, many times in my life where I haven't quite understood. I've simply felt the frustration and been like, okay, I don't know why I'm feeling so frustrated and, you know, overwhelmed and like I'm not enjoying my life and I'm feeling this stuck feeling and I just don't know why. I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was. So one of the other main reasons that this happens is we fear admitting to ourselves. We fear even admitting to ourselves what we actually want. And so many people are afraid to dream big, to desire big things, to want to manifest big things. And that will 100% lead you to feeling confused in this frustrated, stuck feeling because you don't want to admit to yourself, actually, this isn't serving me anymore. What I really want to do is something completely different. This life isn't satisfying me anymore. I want to do something else. And you're feeling that calling within you, but you're just not heeding the call. You're not listening to the call. You're not listening to that part of you that's saying, we deserve a bigger life than this. We deserve more than this. We want more than this. And we want to live a bigger life. And when we ignore that call, when we continue to basically just continually listen to the subconscious mind, listen to the, it will manifest as the ego, listen to the ego that's saying, no, this is all we're capable of. This is all we're worthy of. This is all we deserve. Then we are going to continue to feel stuck. We are going to continue to feel that friction that is, you know, pulling us in both directions. So if you are feeling stuck right now, if you are in that position where life is feeling stale to you, you know you are meant for bigger things, but you're just a little bit timid, you're a little bit afraid to ask that of yourself, and you're in this position where you're like, I have no idea where to go from here, but I just know that this isn't serving me. What I invite you to do, and what I did, is I sat down and I just allowed myself to vent into a journal and be like, okay, I'm not going to place any judgment on this. Zero judgment. Okay, whatever I write in this journal, I'm not going to look at that and say, okay, we have to manifest this tomorrow. We have to do this. I've got to pursue it. Just let your soul's purpose, let your soul's desires just be heard. So even if you write something that to your conscious mind or your subconscious mind just seems quote unquote ridiculous, like, oh, I want to be a circus performer. You write that while you're journaling. Don't judge it. Just continue to go with it because you could write, you know, something that completely surprises you. But the point of this exercise is just to hear yourself. So often we don't let ourselves hear ourselves. We get, you know, these nagging thoughts or maybe like an urge that something might be right for us and we immediately bat it away. Like, oh, maybe I should post that video or maybe I should travel here or maybe, you know, travel is obviously not always accessible, but maybe I could write a book or maybe I should text this person. And we get these, you know, quiet nudges from our soul from time to time. And often we will just bat them away and think, oh, no. I'm not going to do that today. No. So what you want to do is simply just hear your soul out. And this is obviously, like I said, like not something that we are used to doing. We're not used to this at all. So it might feel a bit foreign. It might feel a bit weird to you when you're journaling, but just go with it almost like a stream of consciousness. So don't stop writing. Whatever comes, even if you're like, I want to be a unicorn, like literally anything. Even if what you're writing is bizarre or weird, or you're like, this doesn't make sense. I didn't think, you know, I desired to live in a jungle or, I don't know, ride horses. Or I mean, it could be limitless things. It could be absolutely limitless things. Whatever is coming through is just something that needs to be heard. And this is the beginning of what will help you to start feeling that unstuck feeling, to start finally getting the flow of energy moving again within you and within your life. Because When we feel like this, our energy is actually becoming stagnant. It's not flowing. And so creative ideas cease, and the flow of manifestations, personally, I found ceases when I'm no longer in this state of, you know, allowing things to come, continually moving, going with the flow. I find that manifestations kind of halt. That's for me personally. Maybe you don't experience that. Once you've allowed yourself to be heard, you might notice that there are a few things that stand out to you, a few things that made you feel really good while you were doing this journal exercise. Maybe it was journaling about your future career or the life that you wanted. Whatever it was that when you were writing, you felt that flow of energy again. You felt that excitement. You felt that inspiration come through. Whatever it was that made you feel that way, that's what you kind of need to look to. Because the feeling of stagnation, the feeling of being stuck comes when we're afraid to look at these things and say that we desire them. And the reasoning, like I said, behind this is that it's more comfortable to stay where we are. It's safe to stay where we are. It is not necessarily safe to the ego. It is not safe to the subconscious mind to say, hey, I'm going to suddenly uproot my life. I'm going to move away from everything I've ever known, and I'm going to start to do this, and I'm going to pursue something else, and I'm going to have to put myself out there, and I'm going to have to be vulnerable. When I started to do this exercise when I was really, really stuck over that summer of 2020, what came up was like, you need to start talking about the things you're actually passionate about. At that time, I was running a fitness Instagram. And don't get me wrong, it was easy. It was fun. It was a fun way to make money. And it kind of validated the ego, right? Because you're just like, at the time, I was just like posting these pictures of myself and whatever. And I got this feeling, I was like, I'm not talking about what I'm really passionate about. I'm not providing value in the way that I want to provide value. I love talking about manifestation and spirituality and the things that really changed my life. And while fitness changed my life, I wasn't passionate about talking about it. It didn't light me up in the same way that talking about all of this stuff did. But there was this huge amount of fear for my ego because even in the past couple of years, like, you know, manifestation has taken off a lot more. Spirituality has taken off a lot more. I mean, there are loads more, quote unquote, manifestation, like influencers or like thought leaders or people that talk about this stuff versus back in 2020. And so my ego was massively in the way and it was like, this is super weird. This is like a really weird thing to do. And the critic, my inner critic, was really attacking me and going like, people are going to think you're so strange. People are going to think you're so weird for talking about this stuff. And there was a huge amount of fear. And so I didn't act for a long time. I didn't act. And I really wish I had known that the only thing that was going to get me unstuck in that moment was admitting to myself what I wanted, for one. And second, just taking small steps to achieve it. Because you don't need to immediately put yourself out there and be like, okay, I'm going to go for this thing. I'm going to quit everything and make this huge gesture. No, it doesn't have to come like that. It can start with really small steps. For me, it started with just saying, I'm going to become the best I can at this. I read, I think it was like 2 books a week. I mean, we were in a lockdown, but I was still doing like online uni. I was working hard. I meditated loads. I really just looked within for answers and I educated myself as much as I possibly could. But it started, you guys, with admitting what I wanted and then just simply a book download. I literally just downloaded a Joe Dispenza book on my iPad and I just started reading. And that was the step that opened the energetic floodgates, if you want to call it that, but that kind of began the flow of energy that caused the manifestation that is now me having this podcast that I, you know, envisioned and dreamed of having when I was back in 2020 and looked up to other people who had podcasts, personal development podcasts, who are like my heroes, who I really admired and who I credit to changing my life. Podcasts 100% were life-changing for me back then and still are. And that's why it was one of my main major goals, because it just really resonated with me on a personal level because of how much you can impact someone's life through podcasting. But you don't have to conquer your fear by suddenly going all in. Like, we tend to have this, you know, not everybody, but some people tend to have this feeling like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going all in. And that was kind of my mentality for a really long time. Like, if I'm going to work out, it's going to be 6 days a week and I'm going to be super intense about it. When, you know, the Buddha and loads of ancient religions talk about, there is a middle path. What you want to do is just find balance. We don't want to swing into the law of polarity, which says, like, the more drastic you go with something, the more drastic that the other side to that is, the more drastic the positives and negatives will be of that situation. So in just walking that middle path and just finding that small step, that can create that flow of energy for you to then manifest the things that you want to manifest and slowly build into that life that you detailed and you drew out. It starts with just a small step. You don't need to suddenly overnight become the person that, you know, you want to be. If that's overwhelming for you and you're in this position where you're feeling really stuck, it can start with the smallest of things. You want to manifest your dream body? Just start really small. Start with an affirmation. Start with stretching for 2 minutes. It can start with the absolute tiniest of things, but that creates what is known as a domino effect. And things will then begin to kind of pile on top of each other and create this effect whereby, like, very small steps, it's kind of also like the compound effect, small habits, small actions, small steps will get you to where you need to go over a period of time. And we don't need to rush things. We don't need to speed up the timeline immediately. If that's overwhelming to you and you're feeling in that space where, like, it's daunting and it's scary to think of leaving your job or having that, you know, romantic partner that you want, if those things feel out of reach and if that's scary to you, just start with the small thing. And that can really, really help you to feel unstuck and begin to feel like that weight is being lifted off of your shoulders. I think often the energy of feeling stuck too is that we can feel like we're tied to being one person. We're tied to our identity, when in actual fact, our identity is fluid. We can feel, and I know I felt this in the past, like, people are going to start to judge us if we show up differently. I remember it was even like little things like, I don't know, if I start to act like, I used to think this at school, like, if I show up one day and I start to act more confident, are people gonna think, like, what is she doing? Why is she acting like that? Why is she being so weird? But I guarantee people are just gonna respond. If you do whatever you're doing with confidence, people are just gonna be like, okay, cool. They're gonna move on. They're gonna accept it. And they're not going to question it. Your identity is not fixed to who you are today. And if that is something that is making you feel stuck, then by all means, begin to shift your identity. Begin to redesign the person that you want to be, who has all of those things that you want. You can again do the journaling exercise on your identity. Ask yourself, who would I be if I could be anyone? And if that question doesn't resonate, pick 5 people you admire the most and understand that all of those qualities that person has are unexpressed qualities within yourself that you have the potential to express. So if, you know, you desire to be an organized, motivated person, that was the type of person I admired back in the day when I was at university. I was so chaotic and disorganized and a complete and utter mess. And I was like, why is it I'm so drawn to people that are like really organized and motivated? I then became that person. I created that identity shift, and now it's absolutely effortless for me to be organized. And, well, I guess the motivation comes and goes, but I am an organized person now, and overall, I would definitely consider myself a motivated person as well. So what areas of your life are making you feel stuck? Is it your identity, or is it, you know, your career, your relationships, your friendships, your whatever it is that is making you feel stuck? Just do a little bit of a life evaluation. Just ask yourself, turn inward, and think, what would those areas of my life look like if they were perfect? If they could look like anything, what would they look like? And begin to manifest that for yourself through small action steps. And you don't need to start anywhere crazy. You don't need to jump straight into it. Again, you can even just start with identity. Start with the affirmations. Start with redefining who you are. Start by changing your identity at your core. Because if we work from a place of our identity, if we work from a place of our self-concept, our concept of self, that's basically just, you know, the attributes we assign to ourselves, the beliefs that we assign to ourselves, the assumptions that we assign to ourselves. If we work from there, we can then expand outward, and then we can begin to shift that stuck feeling as within, so without. We can begin from within and stretch that outwards to the physical manifestations that we want to manifest outside of ourselves. So just some more practical tips. Often, I have noticed that some of the reasons that I feel this feeling of stagnation or I feel stuck are because the same lessons and patterns are continually presented to me and I'm not choosing differently. Okay, I'm sure this is gonna resonate with somebody and I'm sure this is going to also trigger somebody. But the general idea here is, like, if the same situations are showing up in your life, for example, like toxic friendships is something that I have dealt with, the same type of people are showing up in your life continually, bringing you the same lesson. Like, girl, just love yourself. You need to love yourself more than this. You need to prioritize yourself. You need to put yourself first. If those same lessons keep showing up in your life, of course that is going to make you feel stuck. If you are feeling like you're continually just living in Groundhog Day, in the sense that, like, you maybe even move to a different place, yet you're still confronted with the same pattern. Maybe it's romantic, maybe it's with your career, you're continually passed up for promotions, you never can quite seem to land your dream job, people are always walking all over you. Whatever it is that is continually presenting itself, the universe is asking you in that moment to just learn the lesson. It's asking you, like, what are we not learning here? What is going on that this needs to keep showing up? And often there is a part of us that is unhealed. So again, it's requiring a lot of bravery. It's requiring looking within you and understanding, okay, there are parts of me that are living this lesson over and over and over again until I can be bold enough and brave enough to stand up for myself and say, enough's enough. I'm not tolerating this anymore. I'm figuring out what this is communicating to me. I'm figuring out what this lesson is from the universe, and I'm saying no more. I'm saying, I've learned this lesson. Thank you very much, universe, for showing it to me. I've truly integrated and learned what this was about. And how do you know that you've learned the lesson and integrated the lesson? You refuse to tolerate that situation in your life anymore. You turn away from it. You say, no, I've had enough. This is my limit. I've learned my lesson, and you use the skills that you've learned. So for example, if people continually walk all over you, when that next happens, you stand up for yourself and you say, no, 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 enough's enough. And you embody the teachings that you've learned and you move on and you remove that situation from your life. So the universe isn't necessarily going to remove that situation for you. It will stop the pattern showing up, okay? But it is not going to resolve the situation for you. Even if you consciously learn the lesson, what you might be missing is you need to embody learning the lesson. And that's the scary part. So props to you if you are doing this. I've been through this. Oh my God. I've been through so much growth in the past 2 years. I swear. But I have had to embody more lessons than I can even count at this point. But truly, it is transformational work. And it is one quick fire way to make sure that you begin to shake up that stagnant energy and you begin to lift that stuck feeling that you might be feeling. Now, another thing that also really helps me is to release any trapped emotions within the body. So if you didn't know, emotions can actually get trapped and stored within you. So for example, if you had a really traumatic moment in your life where maybe someone bullied you and it made you feel worthless, that feeling of shame and humiliation, that feeling of worthlessness may be trapped within you. It may be stuck within you. And that's why you might be easily triggered to feel that emotion. So I'm not going to get majorly into this. If this is an episode you would like a deep dive on this, definitely let me know on Instagram at @KarisLeahW. But essentially what I like to do is whenever a trigger comes up or I'm noticing a trigger, I will do emotional freedom technique. I am a broken record on this. And I also will be, I think my next episode is going to be how I use emotional freedom technique because it is one of my favorite modalities for feeling better, feeling unstuck, releasing limiting beliefs. And a lot of manifestation is more about releasing than it is even programming things in. But for whatever emotion you are feeling, whatever you feel like you are continually experiencing in the sense that like you're constantly feeling feelings of shame after going out and drinking with your friends, and then the next day you feel embarrassed or shameful, you get the fear. If you're constantly in this loop where you're like continually feeling emotions a lot, if you're constantly feeling sadness, depressed, down, if you're constantly feeling grief or anger, and you're constantly being triggered, your anger is constantly being triggered, what I recommend you do is just simply going onto YouTube and typing in EFT tapping for, and then just whatever the emotion you're feeling, and just going through those tapes, maybe like once a day in the morning. That's kind of my routine, but whatever you want to do that like you feel like resonates with you, you don't have to copy me. So anything that, you know, any emotion that you are struggling with, there will be a YouTube video for that, I'm sure. So you can find one. And that's kind of a basic introduction to EFT tapping. Again, I'll go into the way that I specifically do it in the next episode. My last piece of advice is to simply shake up your routine. So many people underestimate how much this can shift your life. You can even just start with a morning routine, simply implementing some new steps or some new kind of things that make you feel energetically good, following that flow of like, what makes me feel good? Even little things. I remember I learned this tip, I think it's an NLP tip, neuro-linguistic programming, which is essentially you just switch your toothbrush to your opposite hand. And doing these things wakes up your conscious awareness. You're not just living the same day over and over again. Did you know that 98%, 99% of our thoughts are simply just the same thoughts as the day before? Maybe it's 95. I think it's 95. It's somewhere in the 90s of our thoughts are just repeated. They're automatic, the same things we thought yesterday. You wake up in your bed in the morning and the first thing you think, you're remembering who you are. You're remembering all the things you have to do. You're remembering who you were yesterday. The key is to begin to become aware and shake up our routine so we can shake up that identity really effortlessly, because we don't have to be that person that we were yesterday. We have a choice. We can shake up that feeling of stagnation by just like, what is the first thing you do when you get out of bed? What is the first thing? Do you open your blinds? No. Okay. Instead, what you're going to do is you're going to go into the kitchen. You're going to stretch. You're going to get some water. Like, you can just shift these things very, very simply. And in doing so, you're actually shifting yourself onto a parallel timeline. I know that sounds pretty outrageous. That is a large claim. But the small, tiny actions that we do shift us into parallel realities. And they shift us onto different timelines, into different potential realities. Every action you do, if I decided not to record this podcast today, well, that would have put me on a different timeline. So everything is actually creating the timeline that you end up on. And these small actions are really going to shake up that energy and shake up that feeling of being stuck, feeling stuck. And I mean, maybe your ritual is to drink coffee every morning. Maybe you switch it to matcha. I mean, you can literally, like, it seems so trivial and so silly. And you're like, I'm feeling so stuck. This isn't going to help, Karis. But I promise these really small actions, just getting a different morning routine, doing slightly different things throughout the day. Maybe you even move some furniture, just shift that energy, switch up that energy. And that is going to help you to feel a lot less stuck. So those are my best tips on what to do if you're feeling that like stagnant, stuck feeling, if you're like not sure what to do and how to get rid of this feeling and you're just feeling very limited in your life. These are the tips that have helped me when I have been in really dark, honestly, really dark, low places, and I have felt so trapped within my own life. I didn't even know what direction to turn in. I didn't know where to go, what to do. So this is the episode I kind of wish that I had when I was in that position. So if this helped you, I would really love if you left me a review. They make me so happy to read. Honestly, they warm my heart. This is my favorite platform by miles. You guys all mean the world to me, and hosting a podcast has always been a huge dream of mine. So I'm loving this. I'm loving being able to share my journey with you and all of my tips. So you can follow me at KarisLeahW and at School of Manifestation Pod on Instagram. I'm also on YouTube, Manifest at KarisLeah. All my links will be down below in the podcast description. So I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.